So you know the wonderful part about rain? I'm not backlit anymore. That's true. Anyway, our scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark. It's Mark 16, verse 19. When the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. The word of God for the people of God. You know, it's not like me to come up and do a scripture and just read one verse, because I believe that the verses need a context. We need to know what they're talking about. But on this particular Sunday, when the entire message is about that Jesus ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, I thought we would just do the verse in the Bible where it said, he ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Because there's a lot in this piece right here. We don't give this the amount of time that it needs in the Apostles' Creed. In fact, if you talk to people about the Apostles' Creed and you say, if there's one part of the Apostles' Creed that could be pulled out, what would it be? They'll either say the Holy Catholic Church, or they'll say that Jesus ascended to heaven and sits on God's right hand. And the reason for that is we don't spend the time on it to talk about it. We don't spend a lot of time talking about Jesus' ascension and the fact that Jesus is on God's right hand. We don't realize sometimes how important that is. So let's talk about the ascension of Christ. And to start that out, I'm going to go to a professor I had in a small community college in Tennessee for English. He had just gotten back from over in Europe, and he told us he figured out one of the problems with the United States. So the problem we have here in the United States is we don't have enough holidays. He was over in Europe, I think he said it was in France, and he walked out one day and nobody was out. Nobody went to work. The place was shut down. And he finally found a restaurant that was open and he went in and said, what's going on? And they said, it's Ascension Day. It's a federal holiday. How many of y'all knew that Ascension Day was a federal holiday? It's not in the United States. We don't get the day off for Jesus' ascension. And he stated this to the person, and that guy told him, said, yeah, we get the ascension of Mary off as well, which is where I learned that Mary supposedly ascended. We don't have enough holidays here in the United States. But Jesus ascended into heaven. This is super important for us to know because we all know that Christ died, right? And on the third day, he rose from the dead. And if you read in John's Gospel, it says that when Jesus was in the garden, Mary was there weeping. Christ asked her what she was doing, and she did not recognize him. She didn't recognize Christ until Christ said her name. Because though Christ was bodily resurrected, he wasn't resurrected into this decaying form that we have right now. Christ was resurrected into his perfect body. Christ was resurrected into his eternal body, the body that does not die. So Christ didn't die a second time. Christ was bodily taken to heaven. This has happened three times in the Bible. Once in Genesis, we had Enoch. Enoch, it says in Genesis, walked with the Lord all the days of his life. And then one day the Lord took him home. The way I see this is, Enoch's walking with God, talking with God, and God one day says, you know, Enoch, we're closer to my place than yours. Come on. The other person we had was Elijah. And Elijah was taken in a chariot. A chariot came down from heaven and swooped him up and took him back up to heaven. And his mantle was passed to his disciple, Elisha. Elijah, Elisha. They're two different people. And the third is Jesus Christ, who ascended into heaven. You see, with Jesus going to heaven, he's still in flesh. So it isn't that Jesus became man for a little while. It isn't that Jesus became human for a time. Jesus is human. Jesus is still human, sitting at God's right hand. Jesus is still flesh, eternal flesh, flesh that has ascended and flesh that will not die. This is what we are looking towards in our lives. When we talk about us being brought back from the dead, our bodies being brought back to life, when we talk about putting back on our flesh after our death, we are talking about eternal flesh, not corrupted flesh that dies. In Genesis, God told Adam, eat from anything in the garden except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for if you partake of that, you will surely die. That's where we came into death. When Adam took that fruit, our new bodies are bodies that don't die. Our new bodies are ones that don't have to worry about crying. We don't have to worry about death, and Christ proves it. That's why it is important that Christ ascended to heaven in his flesh. In his body, he went to heaven. And so we have our advocate right there with God. We have a human, one that was tempted as we are. He didn't fall into the temptation. He did not sin, but he was tempted and knows our temptations. He loved, he laughed, he cried. It tells you in the Bible, when Lazarus died, Jesus wept. He mourned, and he is right there with God. He ascended into heaven in bodily form. And now he sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Now him sitting beside God means we have an advocate sitting right there with God right now. The counselor sits on the right side. The most trusted sits on the right side. The one that you look to when you want to know what we need to do and want their wisdom sits on the right side. And that's where Jesus is. So it isn't that we have an advocate only on the last days when judgment comes. We have an advocate with God right now. When we pray to God, we have an advocate. The Bible tells us when two or three, right, Logan? It's not two or more, it's two or three. Two or three are gathered in my name, I am there with them. When you go to God in prayer, even when you are alone, Christ is there. Christ is right there with God. So when you go in prayer, there are always two. There is you and there is Christ who is sitting at God's right hand side. He's sitting there as our Lord and Savior. You see, Christ fills three mantles that the Old Testament gives that stayed separate all through the Old Testament, all the way up until Zechariah. You have the prophet, those that speak the wisdom that God has given them. You have the priest, those that are anointed to God's service. And then you have the rulers. Those are the three mantles. They are never brought all together until Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ spoke of what would come in the future. He spoke the words of God. Jesus Christ is our high priest. And Jesus Christ is our Lord and Master. And that is now at the right hand of God. That's why we call Jesus our Lord. And he is sitting there with God all the time. When he got there, he was given the authority to send the Holy Spirit into our lives. He tells them that in John 16. He said, you've got to let me go because I've got to send back the advocate, the Holy Spirit, to come write the law on your hearts. I've got to send down the Holy Spirit because I have the authority now that I'm at God's right hand side. But the great part about that hit me is thinking about sitting. Because we don't often think about Jesus sitting, do we? You hear about Jesus and his missions that he went on. He's walking. He was constantly walking. He was walking with the disciples when they got in trouble for pulling off the wheat and doing it in their hands just to have a bite to eat. He was walking when he was ran into the blind guy at the well. Jesus was constantly in motion while he was down here on earth. He was constantly doing, but now he's sitting. And the piece where this hit me about the sitting, and it comforted my soul as I thought about Saturday morning. I thought about a Saturday mornings where there's some Saturdays that I get the kids up, I make them all get dressed, and we clean the house. I give each one of them a room, and they feel like I'm treating them terribly because I'm making them all work. And then there are other Saturdays where we just sit, and we sit in each other's presence. And those are the Saturdays that I snuggle with them. Those are the Saturdays that we have a great time. The work's been done, and now we're getting to be in each other's company. Now we get to be with each other. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God because it's a time of comfort, because Jesus is there to comfort us. It's a time of being together. Christ's work's been done. Our work's still here. We are still called to go forth into the world and make disciples. But Christ is there to comfort us, to be with us, not to be a slave driver as our Lord. No. But to be our Lord who comforts us, our Lord who shows us what it is to love. And He's right there with God. So when we go to God in prayer and we pray, we have Christ right there with us as our advocate. Now, this isn't a prosperity gospel saying, hey, if you go to God and ask Him for a new car, He's going to give you a new car. No. This is saying when you go to God in true spirit and form and you tell God, God, make me the man that you mean for me to be. Form me into the man you want me to be. Form our soldiers that we just sent off to basic training into the men of God that you want them to be. Your will be done in this, Lord. But while your will's being done, protect them and be with them. Lord, bless this community. Bless this community and make La Ronger into what you want it to be. We're not praying to God as if He's Santa Claus. We're praying to God for His will to be done and to make us into what He needs each and every one of us to be. And we've got Jesus right there with us saying, make it so. That is an amazing thing to have in our lives, to have an advocate right there with God. And I would go into now what happens in final judgment, but that's next week, so don't miss it. Because next week's going to be amazing as well. But just know, Jesus in the flesh, a human being who understands exactly what you are as a human being, ascended into heaven, and He is there with God right now. Our Lord Jesus Christ, our Master, is there with God. Amen? Bow your heads with me as we pray. Father God, I thank You for this congregation. I thank You for who they are, Lord. And I pray that each and every one of us can become the men and women that You need us to be. That we can understand that Jesus Christ not only died for us, but He lives for us today in heaven with God. And that His love for us knows no bounds. We could never outlove Christ because He loved us enough to go to the grave and come back. Have our lives show the world what Jesus Christ has done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.